was from Haywood County, just in this little Nutbush village. And they were listed as farmers, and they were very well-educated people, very cultured people. And they also were slave owners. Now the family were Scots, and they were not slave owners. They were farmers, and though they were very proud of their education, and in some of the old letters that they wrote back and forth, the brother here to the brother in North Carolina, they would mention they had acquired a library of so many books, meaning that in their home they had a few books, which was very, very important to them. And books were very important to my great-great-grandfather. And he hired, there were no schools here at the time, and he had a live-in teacher, or Mr. who came down from Nashville. And I understand he lived with the family to teach the boys. They very much believed in their children having an education. And they, on my father's side, his mother was, and they came from Virginia. The old settler, I believe, I'm not sure, but the story goes that he was in New Orleans and came up the river and settled at what is now Hale's Point. Had a wood burning station, furnished wood to the steamboats. And then he owned a tremendous lot of land, because they'd buy $1 an acre then, and they would buy up a lot of land in Dyer County. And his son married the girl, and that's how we were related to.
I see. Now, your parents, your mother came from Ripley. Did your mother, was she born here?
No, she was born in Lauderdale County, out on the same farm, 4 miles out, where I am now.
4 miles, and your father also?
I guess I'm about the fifth generation living on that spot. My father was born in Haywood County. And
they came then from the Nutbush.
Around Nutbush, the Graves.
And would you give me as much as you know about your mother and father's education? Where did they go?
My mother and father came up during a period of, there was a long period following the Civil War that people were, they were trying so hard to just live that schooling became a secondary thing. Feeding the family, I think, came first. This is a way that I understand it from observation and research that I've done. Now, my father had very little education. I think I've heard him say he went about to the third grade. Now, my mother went to, she finished grammar school. And they did not have school 9 months a year at that time. I'm not sure about how her school worked. I can tell you more about my grandmother's period of time because I lived with her and she talked about it more.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in her period of time, they did have schools, and they had them 3 months in the summer and 3 months in the winter. And before they had a public school, they had a subscription school. They would hire some teacher, and then everybody paid so much to have this teacher come in and teach. And it was referred to as a subscription school. And I think that perhaps their education might have gone, I asked one time, and Pa said, we didn't have grades.